Well, good evening, good morning, wherever you are, and welcome to the latest installment of the Simpleton podcast. As many of our loyal Simpletons out there may be aware, it's been some time since our last broadcast, which was actually recorded on the 21st of February earlier this year in the year of our Lord 2015. That's over some 8 weeks ago now, and I think it's only fair that we fess up straight away, Simpletons, and tell you that we've been off air for such a sustained period because we were actually sanctioned by the Royal Rural Christian Women's Podcasting Fraternity of Australasia for our last effort in Euroa. I might bring my fellow assailant in here, in Scott Gall, who is based in Euroa, Victoria, Australia. Scott, how are you?
Yeah, I'm all right. I'm sorry, but I didn't really appreciate the coyness with which you detailed all of that. I really, really do not think it's a laughing matter.
I'm not laughing at all, Scott. I'm taking this very, very seriously. There is no higher authority in Victoria than the Rural Christian Women's Podcasting Fraternity of Australasia. And we breached their guidelines plain and simple. Well, when I say we, you mainly did, through your outlandish and somewhat noisy antics that not only disturbed a whole household, it disturbed an entire neighbourhood, Scott.
Mick didn't mind.
Oh, well, Mick's Mick. He likes a good raucous time.
He likes good raucous time. He was more concerned with his casserole and his bangers.
As he should have been. And he was right to ignore our crazy antics from the outset. If only
we digress.
Jason across the road had ignored them. But
isn't Max charming? Isn't Max a charmer?
You did cause quite a ruckus, Scott. Anyway, Scott. Hey, Scott.
Yeah.
Energy.
Synergy.
No, energy.
Energy.
Let's lift the fucking energy. All right. We've served our time.
That
but
was
now
a
we're back.
somber beginning, but we did have to do it.
It was an 8-week sanction and we fully deserved it. Scott, I think it's time now for the World Report.
World Report, Daniel.
Scott, just watch your peas. Okay, you're popping a little bit.
All right. All right.
Yeah.
The rules were there. We breached them. We aided the ice.
We fought the Rural Christian Women's Podcasting Fraternity of Australasia and the Women's Podcasting Fraternity of Australasia won.
Darren took it up to them. Don't worry about that.
That's how the song goes.
Mm.
Yeah.
World re-bought, Daniel. And it takes us to the oligarchy of America.
Yeah.
Where reports have been filtering out throughout the international corporate media about the apparent inevitability of a Bush-Clinton duel for the presidency of that nation in 2016.
Go on.
Are our media controllers and social engineers really already preparing us for the inevitability of a duel between Jeb Bush and Hillary Clinton for the White House in 2016? Alternatively.
Yeah, go on.
Yeah. Is it just pure speculation? I don't know and I don't care. But upon considering the prospect of a Bush-Clinton duel in 2016, one word just popped straight into my head. That word is fresh.
I don't like the way you pronounce that one, Scott. Don't tell me you've composed some more of your poetry. Listeners, I know nothing about what's about to happen, and I accordingly wash my hands of it.
There's a poet in all of us, Daniel.
Not you, Scott.
And this one that I have composed is a little beauty. Daniel, listeners, you're about to be treated. The little one of the order Diptera, who crawleth across the weeks-old encrusted waste product of the common bovine. Why the long face? Why the long face? Crawl along, you noble little fellow. For while it may not look much, it is fresh. It is fresh. It is fresh. It is fresh, for it is fresh. The Butiu, Butiu of the Never Never soars across the crimson sky like no other can. Thee of the steppe, a vulpinous breed from the east, is he. A stunning redolence from down below. Ascend, ascend, dear fellow, and your booty will await you. The proud fellow, his feather which gleameth in the final rays of the early evening, takes his place near the booty. The intumescent cadaver of that very same bovine departeth soon after the expungement of the aforementioned dispersion, crawleth with they who devour even death itself. The essence of the scene betrayeth the time that the bovine had thus resided in Hades. Fresh. 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 For don't you yearn, just yearn for modulation? Why yearn when that which we seek be that which we retain? For as one is to thee, as more be to vanity, it is yet for us to take, yet for us to bear. Fresh, 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 fresh.
Hang on, wait. Is that it?
Fresh.
Now, Scott.
Fresh.
Hey, oi.
Yeah.
Is that it?
Fresh. Fresh.
Have you finished?
Well, I'll be quite frank with you. The third verse was only half finished. I will confirm that. Due to the fact that I did run out of time and inspiration during the penning of the third verse. But what's it to you? Again, you've interrupted.
So you finished. So you finished a half-finished poem.
I finished a half-finished poem.
Well, why wouldn't you wait? Oh, look, I'm not even going to fucking ask. Scott, it's time for a live read ad, and I'll read this one out, okay?
Yeah.
We all have accidents from time to time. I know I speak for myself when I said I only had an accident only last week. That's where Goodall and Son are here to help. Whether it be a minor or a major accident, Goodall and Son are here to help clean up the mess. Whether it's a large or small stain, Goodall and Son have got the know-how to wipe, sanitise and, if necessary, neutralise the accident in whatever form it takes. So, why not give them a call, toll-free on 1-800-GOODALL. Goodall. All is good with Goodall. Proud sponsors of the Simpleton Podcast.
What a product. What a product.
Oh, look, I know it's helped both your family and my family out on a number of occasions,
yep,
Scott.
Immensely.
Yeah, like I said, I only had an accident myself last week, and it was quite. I have to admit, it was quite an accident. And Goodall and Son, he turned up, he passed no judgment, and he just got on with cleaning up the mess.
And aren't they discreet with the way they do business?
Well, you have to be in a small town like Euroa, Scott. And again, I would like to thank Goodall and Son, proud sponsors of the Simple Podcast.
Yeah, yeah.
Scott, yeah. What have we got now?
An exciting project, will be launched nearing the end of this podcast, Daniel. You know full well that as a naturalist, first and foremost, I have interest in nature-based projects like the one coming up. You know that. Say something.
Well, I don't know anything about it, Scott. Again, I don't know anything about this.
Mm. Well, let's leave that.
I thought you were a... don't worry about it. All right. What next?
The next segment, Daniel. I think it is time to get into our cereal.
Hang on. Wait a sec. This is another thing I don't know anything about, Scott.
And isn't it thrilling, Daniel? This is really, really thrilling. I know you don't know anything about it, but what we have lined up now is thrilling, vibrant. It really is vibrant, vibrant stuff, Daniel. Go on.
Ask me why.
I need.
Yeah.
I need a shitload of information, but if you can give me a very brief synopsis of what's about to take place, please.
Yeah, I will, Daniel. I'm going to tell you right here and now that I had a new cereal secretly commissioned for the podcast. I did not buy it from elsewhere, like those old cereals we used to run. No, I personally commissioned this one myself, oversaw the entire creative process and production, and personally provided over the audition process, which saw us hire some of the finest voice actors this side of Pasadena.
Pasadena?
Oh. You're gobsmacked, aren't you?
On whose authority, Scott?
On whose authority? Let me just test if my coffee is now cool enough to sip from. Indeed it is. You asked on whose authority. I will tell you on whose authority. Let me just find where it... Yep. On the authority of none other than the Simpleton Podcast editorial team.
You had to search for that, did you?
I did.
That's impossible, Scott. I personally fired each and every one of them.
And one of the final things they did before their departure was to sign off on the authorization of this serial, thus giving me full power over the creative process, my friend. I think, though, I know you're going to blow up a little bit about it. I have to say, though, I think you will be pleasantly surprised once you give it a chance.
What's the serial's premise? What's its title?
Yeah, the title is Larry the Lactose Intolerant Cat.
Right. I fear that this could be toilet humor, Scott.
And I knew that you would fear that. And I've got no defense ready for this. I think my defense will
be... The defense is the work itself, is it?
Well done. The defense will be the work itself. Well put. Boys up there, let's roll it.
Hey, there's no one there. You have to roll it yourself manually.
Go.
Roll it.
Ladies and gentlemen, strap yourselves in and sit back. And let me introduce you to Larry the Lactose Intolerant Cat.
His name is Larry the Lactose Intolerant Cat.
Meow. 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 Meow.
Oh, Larry, you vomited again. What's the matter? Did you overeat again? You know, you just have to slow down when you eat. Here, just wait a minute. I'll get you something to drink.
What's wrong?
Larry vomited again.
Well, did you get him something to drink?
Doing it right now.
Good thinking. I'll be back in a moment.
Ah, here you are, Larry. This should make you feel much better.
I'm back. What was that noise? Oh, no. Did you give him milk?
Yes, I did. Oh, no! I forgot. He's lactose intolerant.
His name is Larry, the lactose intolerant cat.
Daniel?
Scott.
That was it. That was my defense, my friend.
You were right to let the work speak for itself, Scott. Because that was, at its very, very best, very lowbrow toilet humor.
And you're not going to get any argument from this quarter, my friend. I admit that it was exactly that, lowbrow toilet humor. But what I believe is that it will be a bang-on crowd pleaser when it comes to our demographic. How can you even beg to differ?
You seem to think that our demographic is made up of a bunch of imbecilic, bogan fuckwits, Scott, if you think that's what they... that appeals to them.
Your word's not mine. Your word's not mine.
It's my summation of what I believe you think.
Yeah. All right, I'll wear it.
Nathan and other listener, I would like to personally apologise on behalf of the Simpleton Podcast up front.
Do we have any hot chicks listening in on us? I'm not interested in 53-year-old Jeffrey who's balding and single and living in his parents' basement. Are there any hot chicks listening in on this?
I get fan mail all the time, Scott, don't you?
No, quite frankly, that's why I'm asking.
Oh, well, that's interesting that I get fan mail from numerous hot chicks and you don't. That speaks volumes. Interesting. I'll share some with you sometime.
Do it.
Don't be bothered. Yeah.
Do it.
Let me just say that our hot chick quota in our listenership is a high quota.
You're just making that up now, aren't you?
Yes.
What's
anyway,
up
Scott,
next?
What the fuck have we got next?
What have we got?
Oh, okay, right.
Oh, that segment I did when I was back in Germany at the start of the year.
Yes, I crossed live with you via Skype. I have my reservations about this, of course, as well, Scott, considering the outcome. But look, it's time for you to manually introduce and roll the segment.
Yeah, look, Daniel, you know it. I'm a bit of a techno geek.
You barely know how to use Microsoft Word. Tell me, Scott, up front, now.
Earlier this year.
How do you insert page numbers into a Word document?
Earlier this year, when I was back in Germany.
Avoid the question. Go on.
Earlier year, when I was back in Germany, this naturalist combined his two passions into one. The passions of technology and nature.
Yeah.
It was about week one into my stay back then, and I was already struck by the number of crows circulating in the area. Fascinating creatures. What I thought after about a week was, how cool would it be if we could follow one of these majestic creatures around the area for a whole entire day, Daniel?
And this is where you brought me in via Skype, and we now cross to the footage of
the audio.
Well, yeah, audio. Finally, people could have seen what was going on.
There was footage as well, which aired on.
We now crossed to Waffle
Latvia,
our enemy,
on Channel
Scott.
6 in Latvia.
Yeah, Latvia, interesting country. Seemed to have washed their hands of the whole Nazi sympathizer thing quite well, I thought. Unlike Austria. Anyway, Scott, here is the live recording of what happened that day. Scott, I've got to be honest with you. I like the sound of this. This sounds like exactly the sort of thing that could yet salvage a forthcoming podcast. Proceed.
Yes, indeed, Daniel. Indeed. I have a crack team right next to me, which I personally assembled. We're currently out the front of the Castle Park in Oranienburg on the northern fringes of Berlin. Crack team all assembled. Let me just check. What's going on here? Fritz, do you copy?
Yeah, we copy you, yeah.
Great. And is Cranbourne ready to go? Cranbourne, of course, Daniel, and listenership being the crow.
Right.
Which we fitted.
Yeah, him ready.
Great. Daniel, simpletons, I personally selected a crow from a murder that I recently came across. I named him Cranbourne, as previously stated. Daniel, I now want you to log on to the following website, www.cranbourneproject.com.de.
Yep. Wow. Are these images live?
Yep, they sure are.
So that must be a camera attached to the back of Cranbourne himself.
Yes, it is. And the sounds are live also. There are microphones attached to his wings.
Right.
He's also hooked up to a tracking transmitter and will be monitored round the clock by my crack team via use of a radio direction finder.
Genius.
Yep. As you can see, Daniel, Cranbourne is still currently locked up in a cage, but we are only moments from his release.
Wow.
Daniel, where do you think this can lead us? Where's it going to take us?
Well, I have some reservations about the amount of weight that Cranbourne's carrying, but you've obviously done a lot of research and put a lot of time and effort into this.
Yeah.
So, you know, full power to you, Scott. Let's go.
Let's go. Are we ready, Fritz?
Yeah. Are we ready, Scotty? We now to count. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, One. Release for Kriya.
And there he's off. He's off, Daniel. He's off.
There
and
he is.
His ascent is steep. Wow, look at him go.
Like a big black rocket.
Like a Mike Day drive off the first tee.
Oh, he's not. Yeah, exactly. Absolutely creamed it.
Yeah. Down to his left, Daniel, you can already see the Autobahn, which is infamous.
Yes, well, yes, I've never seen a Autobahn live via Skype before. Isn't he getting a little bit close?
Already descending quite close, quite sharply, let me say, Daniel, but he will be right, believe me. They're exceptionally smart birds, Daniel. And, of course, Cranbourne has a rival in the local township, and his name is Felix, who featured on Oberhafel TV and is quite a fixture.
Scott,
For visitors to what?
I'm looking at the footage. He's descending. I'm not sure whether he may be a smart crow, Cranbourne, but I'm not actually sure that he can actually smart gravity.
He'll be right, Daniel. And it is pretty cool.
I'll grant you that. I'll grant you that.
He's looking a little bit lost at the moment. He's only been out of the cage for, 30, 40 seconds. And he has been apart from the rest of his flock for...
His murder, Scott.
His murder. Sorry, yes, you're correct. He has been apart from his murder for quite a little while. You have to understand, Daniel, that he was taken from his murder over a day ago.
Scott, what I'm seeing here, I don't know whether you're seeing the same footage as I'm seeing, but this is actually getting quite a bit dangerous.
I can see, yes, he's actually been... Let me finish the sentence. He's been apart from his murder... for over a day now.
Yeah, I know. You said that.
It's going to take him a while.
Hang on. This is getting Cranbourne.
Cranbourne. What, Fritz? Daniel.
Okay, back live now. Scott. You told me off air that the cereal, Larry the Lactose Intolerant Cat, cost us $25,000 off air, and we had to cut off air because I can't really repeat what I said on air.
Yeah, you have to edit all that out.
Scott, how much did this... I should have asked you at the time, but I was so disturbed by what I saw, and I've only just got over... The late passing of Cranbourne, or Cranbourne as we say here in Melbourne.
Mm-hmm.
How much did that little experiment cost us?
Look, we played it, warts and all. It wasn't supposed to end like that. It did end like that, and we played it, warts and all.
Yeah, I know what happened, Scott. How much did it cost?
You really want a specific figure on this one. $48,500. Plus insurance. We had to replace a motorist windshield and pay for tendon damage to the left elbow of the motorist involved in that. So it all came up to about $84,000 in the end.
Yes, Scott. After the podcast finished, can I just have a quiet word with you?
It's just, isn't it just crisis struck this podcast? We're off 8 weeks and then we're just racked in scandal again.
Well, we're $107,000 in debt now. This podcast makes nothing, Scott. Absolutely nothing, despite our advertisements. They only cover running costs. They barely keep our head above water.
You know what would make it at least a bit bearable? Is if women out there...
people fucking paid us?
Yeah, that too. If women out there would actually write a bit of fan mail in. Just at least make us feel like, you know, someone's listening and someone appreciates us.
That's a wonderful segue to the next segment, Scott. You know what time it is?
Yeah.
It's time for listener letters. Wow. We literally can't do this podcast without your listenership, dear simpletons. And now we can't do it with your very express financial support. So if you want to contribute to the show, the best way for you to do it is to simply write to us via contact@simpletonpodcasts.com. Scott, I believe that you have the first letter this evening.
Look, just a bit of fan mail.
This afternoon or morning, delete as appropriate.
A bit of fan mail would be appreciated.
Yeah, look, you know, if you think that, you know, Scott and I are a little bit cute...
don't hesitate to say so, you know?
Yeah. And that limits it to young ladies. Not too young, not too old.
Oh, you know, if you're a hot guy out there, we'll see what happens.
My heart's spoken for, I'm married, but still a bit of appreciation from the opposite gender would not go astray and would probably inspire me to do this into the future.
Yeah. Well, you know, you can always hang around the Kirkland Avenue toilet, Scott. Have they finished their construction yet, by the way?
Wow. Have they finished?
Yeah. That's a question. Yeah, have they finished?
They have finished.
Okay. All right, Scott, I believe that you have the first letter.
This letter is from Stenpron Mac, Batemans Bay. Stenpron writes, I want, no, I demand that you review the chances of the Vatican City cricket team in the next ICC World Cup. That was from Stenpron Mac, Batemans Bay,
yeah,
Daniel.
Yeah, Stenpron, you might want to revisit the way you spell no next time. No need for the K-N-O-W version in this particular piece of correspondence. The next letter, Scott and Simpleton, comes from Mr. Lister Pister from Cardiff in Wales. Hello to all our Welsh listeners.
There are none.
Mr. Pister writes, with Australia's victory over New Zealand in the ICC World Cup final in recent days, all eyes now turn to the Pope's first 11 in the aftermath of the impressive series victory in the recent 5 test series against the Church of England. Strap yourself in, boys. She's going to be one hell of a ride. Blaspheme.
You've got letter 3.
I've got letter 3 as well. We've got more letters than usual, Scott. Interesting.
New format, Daniel. I revamped it.
You revamped it by just accepting more letters.
Letter
that's
3,
how the, that's how the, that's how the new format. That's just more letters. Anyway, the next letter comes from Thermos Lang of Johannesburg, I think it's pronounced, in South Africa. This one, okay, well, Thermos writes, sick. Scott, I believe you have the next letter.
I reckon Maddie will like that one.
Proceed.
This one comes from Sleeve Masters, New Jersey, USA. Sleeve writes, love the new format for the listeners' letters, guys. Thank you, Sleeve.
Wow, it's amazing that we've got such a tuned in and turned on audience that can pick up these changes so quickly. Thank you, thank you, Mr. Masters from New Jersey. Spatchcock Whipple of Queenscliff, Victoria writes, spilled intestines are light years from glory.
Thank you, Spatchcock.
Yeah, truer words never spoken. Scott, I believe that you have the next letter.
This one comes from Liaison Armageddon from Creek Drive, Euroa. I believe that was your neck of the woods, Daniel, right?
Yes, I know. I've known the Armageddons for years.
Liaison writes, has the Strathbogie Shire Council lost its mind? I mean, really? Thank you, Liaison.
Anyone familiar with Strathbogie local politics knows that indeed they have. And our final letter comes from Mel N. Collie, who writes, the rates are going through the roof. The ratepayers are hurting, Mr. Squires. So there you go. If Mr. Squires, if you are indeed listening to this podcast, pass that one up through middle management up to the top and let them know that Strathbogie Shire residents have had it up to their eyeballs. Scott, that concludes the listeners' letters. Is there anything in the week ahead before we wrap up that I and the simpletons out there should be aware of?
The automated gates under the Sevens Creeks Bridge, Daniel.
Yeah.
Courtesy installed recently. Sorry?
Yeah, go on. Yeah. Recently installed.
Recently installed courtesy of O'Connor Electronics. We'll be facing their first test next week with... Sorry, I can't read my scrawled handwriting.
With an expected trickling downpour of up to 1.5 millimetres, I think you're going to say.
Yeah.
I will be up there next week for the unveiling of the gates. I believe Phil Squires will be cutting the ribbon.
He'll be there.
And I will be there on horseback with my sabre to cut the ribbon myself and claim the gates on behalf of the Yorta Yorta Nation.
Yeah, Mick will also be there serving as usher just to have a yarn with anyone who would like to arrive as well.
There's no one in your aisle that Mick doesn't know.
There's literally no one, and might I add, nothing that Mick doesn't know.
True. Well, Scott, we served our time. We promise our dear Simpleton listeners that we won't be away so long next time. Scott, goodbye.
Goodbye. Goodbye, Nathan. Goodbye.
Just say goodbye. Bye.
Goodbye.